It's Greek Music Express. Ακούτε το Greek Music Express. Με τον Ηρακλή Οικονόμου.
Good afternoon and season's greetings. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Herakles Kanam. This week, here at GME, is dedicated to our own Christmas message, a call for peace in the Middle East, an end to all hostilities, and a peaceful resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Greek-Arab Al Mahaba Band.
Thank you.
The band Al Mahaba, which means love in Arabic, was formed in September 2003 with the aim of researching and performing classical Arabic music from the Middle East and the Arabic-speaking countries of Africa. The group's repertoire includes classical songs and instrumental pieces from Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Morocco, and Algeria. Al Mahaba have performed in various music venues in Athens and released their first album in 2010, produced by Haig Yazidzian. The band consists of singer Nabil Al-Sayeg, oud player Pericles Pandaleon, ney player Nektarios Stamatelos, canoon player Efis Aitidou, cellist Manos Epitropakis, and percussionists George Anagnostopoulos and John Evstathopoulos. Today, I would like to share with you excerpts from the Nobel lecture of Yasser Arafat, who was chairman of the Palestine Liberation Organization and president of the Palestinian National Authority until his death in 2004. Arafat was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize along Israeli politicians Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres in 1994. Now, as we celebrate the reawakening of creative forces within us and restore the war-torn home that overlooks the neighbors where our children shall play together and compete to pick flowers, Now I feel national and human pride in my Palestinian Arab people, whose powers of patience and giving, of retaining a never-ending bond between homeland, history and people, have added a new chapter to their homeland's ancient legends. To them, the sons and daughters of that kind, enduring nation, that nation of you and you, of fire and sweat, I dedicate this Nobel Prize. I shall bear it to those children who have been promised freedom, safety and security in a homeland free from the threats of external occupation or internal exploitation.
Thank you.
I know very well, Mr. Chairman, that the supreme and greatly significant prize was not awarded to me and to my partners, Mr. Yitzhak Rabin, the Israeli Prime Minister, and Mr. Shimon Peres, the Foreign Minister, to crown an achievement. Instead, it was awarded as an encouragement to pursue a route with greater steps and deeper awareness, with truer intentions. The goal, so that we may transform the peace option, the peace of the brave, from words into practice and reality, and for us to be worthy of carrying forward the message of peace. It is a message entrusted to us by our peoples, as well as humanity, and a universal moral duty. Yasser Arafat stresses, the Palestinians, whose national cause guards the gates of Arab-Israeli peace, look forward, like their Arab brethren, to that comprehensive, just and lasting peace based on land for peace and compliance with international legitimacy and resolutions. Peace for us is an asset, and in our interest, it is an absolute human asset that allows an individual to freely develop his individuality, unbound by any regional, religious, or ethnic fetters. It restores to Arab-Israeli relations their innocent nature and enables the Arab spirit to reflect through unrestrained human expression its profound understanding of the Jewish-European tragedy, just as it allows the tortured Jewish spirit to express its unfettered empathy for the suffering endured by the Palestinian people over their ruptured history. Only the tortured can understand those who have endured torture. Peace is in our interest, as only in an atmosphere of just peace shall the Palestinian people achieve their legitimate ambition for independence and sovereignty and be able to develop their national and cultural identity, as well as enjoy sound neighborly relations, mutual respect and cooperation with the Israeli people. They, in return, will be able to articulate their Middle Eastern identity and to open up economically and culturally towards their Arab neighbors. The Arabs are looking forward to developing their region, which the long years of war had prevented from finding its true place in today's world, in an atmosphere of democracy, pluralism, and prosperity. Yasser Arafat observes, "Just as war is a great adventure, peace is a challenge and wager. If we fail to endow peace with the wherewithal to withstand the tempest amid the storm, if we fail to nurture peace so that it may gain in strength, if we fail to give it scope to grow and gain in strength, the wager could be wasted and lost." So, from this rostrum, I call upon my partners in peace to speed up the peace process, to bring about an early withdrawal, to allow elections to be held, and to move on rapidly to the next stage, so that peace may become entrenched and grow, become an established reality. We started the peace process on the basis of Land for Peace and on the basis of UN Resolution 242 and 338, as well as other international decisions on achieving the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people. Even though the peace process has not reached its full scope, the new environment of trust, as well as the modest steps implemented during the first and second years of the peace agreement, are very promising and call for the lifting of reservations, for procedures to be simplified. We must fulfill what remains, especially the transfer of power and taking further steps in Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank and the settlements to achieve full withdrawal. This would provide our society with the opportunity to rebuild its infrastructure and to contribute from its location with its own heritage, knowledge and know-how in forging our new world. Arafat continues, "In this context, I call on Russia and the United States of America, the co-sponsors of the peace conference, to help the peace process take bigger steps by contributing to the process and helping to overcome all obstacles. I also call on Norway and Egypt, as the first countries to have nurtured the Israeli-Palestinian peace, to pursue this worthy initiative that took off from Oslo to Washington to Cairo. Oslo shall remain the bright name that accompanies the process of peace, the peace of the brave, as will the name of those countries sponsoring the multilateral talks." here I call on all the countries of the world, especially the donor countries, to speed up their contributions so that the Palestinian people may overcome their economic and social problems and proceed with reconstruction and the rebuilding of infrastructures. Peace cannot thrive, and the peace process cannot be consolidated in the absence of the necessary material conditions. I call on my partners in peace to reinforce the peace process with a necessary, comprehensive and strategic vision. Confidence alone does not make peace, but acknowledging rights and confidence do. Failure to recognize these rights creates a sense of injustice. It keeps the embers burning under the ashes. It moves peace towards the quicksands of danger and lights a fuse that is ready to explode. Arafat notes, we view peace as a historic strategic option, not a tactical one directed by current calculations of gain or loss. The peace process is not only a political process, it is an integrated operation where national awareness, economic, scientific and technological development play a major role, just as cultural, social and creative merging play essential roles that are of the very essence of the peace process and fortified. I review all this as I recall the difficult peace journey we have traveled. We've only covered a short distance. We have to arm ourselves with courage and utmost temerity to cover the longer distance ahead towards the home base of just and comprehensive peace, and to be able to assimilate that creative force of the deeper meanings of peace. As long as we have decided to coexist in peace, we must do so on a firm basis that will withstand time and for generations. A comprehensive withdrawal from the West Bank and the Gaza Strip requires an in-depth consideration of the settlements question. They cut across geographic and political union, impede free communication between the regions of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and create points of tension. This is contrary to the spirit of peace we seek and mars its serenity. The same applies to the question of Jerusalem, the spiritual heaven for Muslims, Christians and Jews. It is the city of cities for Palestinians, and where Jewish holy places are on equal footing with Islamic and Christian holy places. So let us make it a world beacon for spiritual harmony, the radiance of civilization and religious heritage for all humanity. In this context, there is an urgent task that impels the peace process and will help it overcome deep-seated barriers, namely that of the detainees and prisoners. It is important that they be released, that their mothers, wives, and children may smile again.
الغربة حرقت لي قلبي
Arafat concludes, "Finally, I would like to congratulate my partners in peace, Mr. Yitzhak Rabin, the Prime Minister of Israel, and Mr. Shimon Peres, the Israeli Foreign Minister, on being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. My congratulations also go to the people of Norway, this friendly nation, for their sponsorship and warm hospitality. I assure you that we shall discover ourselves in peace more than we have with war and confrontation, as I'm sure that the Israelis, in turn, shall find themselves in peace more than they have found it in war." Well, with this beautiful Barda Barda song, I'm afraid that today's tribute to the Greek-Arab Al-Mahaba band has come to an end. In between the songs, we shared excerpts from the Nobel lecture of Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian leader who received the Peace Prize, together with the Israeli leaders Peres and Rabin for having opted for the olive branch by signing the so-called Oslo Accords in Washington. Now it is time to tell you goodbye with one more masterpiece by Al-Mahaba, this time of Tunisian origin. From our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Hercules Kanamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.